Basically, nobody in our business is saying to open the restaurants irresponsibly or unsafely. No one's saying open dining rooms right now, which is fine. We're okay with that. We either need, you know, a solution from the legislature, from the government, whoever the powers are, to protect us from the landlords, and to protect the landlords from their, you know, lenders as well, because the landlords are business people too, and I get it. You know, they're in the same spot, tough spot that we are. You know, and at least at this point, you know, start considering, you know, outdoor dining and safe options. Like, 2 months has passed, and we still haven't formulated a plan. And I think that's where our frustration lies. And there's silence from Huntington Town Hall. Like, this village is built on hospitality, whether people like it or not. You know, there's pluses and minuses, but we're here to stay. We generate lots of sales tax revenue. If that sales tax revenue goes away, everyone's property taxes are going up. And that's the bottom line. So it's not about my income or my business. It's really a situation that's going to affect everyone unless we get some kind of solution. If we can't open, then do something else for us. But, you know, the status quo can't go on. That's the bottom line. And you start feeling after a while that, you know, honestly, you know, I've never been a conspiracy theorist, but after a while, you start questioning what's going on. I mean, my family's Croatian. We used to protest in New York City when I was a child in the early 90s for Croatian independence. And a lot of what I see going on now scarily reminds me of that 25 years ago.